Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cimoli moves to third. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Cimoli scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Simulai hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis pinch runs for Floyd Robinson. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Ward steals second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. Ward scores. Maxwell moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ed Rakow now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maxwell tags and scores. Nicholson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards first. Maxwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Loveridge now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Karian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hansen. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 White Sox. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. Lump moves to second. George Alozic pinch hits for Bobby Del Greco. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing center field. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-4 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Pete Loveridge. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is called out on strikes. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.